Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 179th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about partners and relationships, but also about ourselves, because we do play half of the role in a relationship. Now I want to apologize before I dive into today's episode. You can probably hear my voice is a little nasal, more than normal. I realize I am a little nasal already, but I'm just coming off the end of a cold. I've had it for about a week, so bear with me, and hopefully next week it will be gone. Also, I want to talk to you about what I'm going to talk to you at the end of today's episode. First of all, of course, we have a petit plaisir, one that I am thoroughly enjoying, and it is something I think for the traveler, for the foodie, if you're either one of those or maybe both, you're going to love it. As well, I have some huge news. I have been so excited to share this with you. And it's been a few weeks and I've been waiting and waiting. And now I can finally tell you. And it has to do with a guest we're going to have on this podcast here in a few weeks. And I just want to give you a heads up. So stay tuned at the end of today's episode and I'll share with you exactly who and when they will be on the show. But let's get to today's topic. We're talking about relationships and more specifically choosing a partner. Now, today's episode is actually the second part in the series. This last Wednesday, I actually began the series, and the post was titled Choosing a Partner, Why It's Difficult, and the Essentials for Being Ready. And today, I'm going to take you into the final part of that series and talk about the importance of knowing yourself and the crucial must-have if you want the relationship you are seeking. And that has to do with, what is that relationship component between the two of you? What do you have to have? What should you be looking for as a sign that, yep, this is a good idea, let's move forward? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I will put a link in today's show notes for you to read part one, which was posted this last Wednesday. Now, both of these posts and episodes were inspired by a book that I read in the blink of an eye. I picked it up last weekend when I was in Portland at Pals. I've been wanting to read it for a while. I've seen it and I've had it on my wish list for a few months. And I saw it was available and it was used and I picked it up, and it's a small short book called How to Choose a Partner, surprisingly enough, from the School of Life. Now, this is a project, a website, a destination online that's based in London. There are many different editors, but one of the editors is an author that I respect and have actually recommended his books on this podcast, Alain de Botton. And he is someone who wrote The Course of Love. He's written a handful of other books about all sorts of life topics, but he edited this book, and I think you'll see threads of how he thinks about love and relationships and the realities, but also the importance of the fundamentals of building a strong relationship. So that's where both these episodes and the post come from. So let's get into it. The desire to share our lives with a partner can be a different vision in each of our different minds. But at the core of a strong, healthy, worthwhile relationship is something that is often dismissed as important, but not vital. Too often we are looking in the wrong place, seeking out the wrong traits, and even presenting a false self in order to be chosen or to choose a person to potentially be our partner. With the inspiration, as I mentioned, from the book titled How to Choose a Partner by Susan Quillam, We're going to dive into part two today regarding how to choose a partner. Sometimes, at least for me, it feels as though there are a multitude of mixed messages of what should or should not be considered when choosing a partner. And as I shared with an acquaintance recently, I can honestly say the individuals I have had the opportunity to get to know and consider as potential partners continue to be more impressive people. But at the same time, I am more and more aware of what I need and what I can also be flexible about. Now, the benefit of this reality is that the decision is easier and clearer, but the saying goodbye or no to an intimate relationship, but perhaps we remain acquaintances, is difficult initially. However, upon reading Quillam's book, she shares clearly how to live and welcome a partner into your life that will elevate both of your lives and leave no doubt, even when situations down the road aren't perfect, that you are indeed with the right person. And I want to share with you 9 things that I think will help talk about or clarify the importance of knowing ourselves from the very beginning, and the one crucial must-have that she talks about in the book, which had me marking and circling and starring and yes, agreeing, and could not agree more, in fact. So number one, let's get started. The ideal every day. Living simply luxuriously is ultimately about elevating the everyday and creating the extraordinary. And an extraordinary that a passerby without deeper insight may not observe. And we, the person living the life that is extraordinary, even in our everydays, we're savoring it with deep appreciation each and every day. While it is important to understand what your deal breakers are when it comes to relationships and what you most desire in a partner, a simple check is to, quote, imagine the rest of the day, not special, not peak experiences, just normal, solid, and satisfying, end quote. Since I have a feeling many longtime listeners or readers of the blog have constructed and are already curating everyday lives that they love, imagine how a partnership exists within your ideal every day that you've already created. Can you see that person, whomever it may be that you are involved with or considering dating, intertwining well with your everyday life? Your ideal everyday life, in fact. Would you intertwine well into their everyday ideal? Now, we talk about how to create an elevated everyday on the podcast here, as well as on the blog, and I've shared a few links of those episodes and blog posts on the show notes under number one. So if you're curious about how to do that, those are all linked. But back to this concept of asking that question, is this someone that I could enjoy an ideal everyday with? My ideal everyday. And perhaps you are still cultivating your ideal every day, which is most likely the case, even for me. I mean, I'm always striving, adjusting, improving, learning, and yes, I would love to share my everydays with a partner. So a better question to ask is, quote, could this person help us create the daily life that we want forever, end quote. If you are shaking your head yes, even if ever so gradually, continue to get to know the person you are thinking about at this very moment. So number one, we're talking about that ideal everyday question. Can you see yourself with this person? Number two, let's talk about the truth about chemistry. Here's a quote from the book. Perhaps the only thing that chemistry guarantees is chemistry. If so, then maybe instead of demanding it as a prerequisite for our relationship, we ought to be seeing it as a distracting delusion. Sometimes you just wish you'd been given certain advice when you were young and had it tattooed on your palm to read again and again until you understood its truth. Such is the case with number three for me. Case in point to what I shared in the introduction, I have had dear friends tell me that, and I kid you not, chemistry must be there. I don't care what anyone else says. Now, these are people that are wiser, supposedly, and older than I am, and are in relationships, happy relationships, seemingly. And to be clear, we're talking physical attraction when we say chemistry. But after nearly 20 years of dating, I want to say for the record that I know this to be false. And what I mean by false is that it is not the most important factor. This is not to say I haven't had good chemistry with individuals who I have been in healthy relationships with, but it wasn't always the case. And case in point, on the flip side, I have walked away from individuals after one or two dates because I felt no chemistry, who upon reflection were lovely people and possessed the crucial detail that I will be mentioning here in the next few points, that is the must-have. The key with chemistry is that it isn't bad, but it shouldn't be the only thing, let alone the most important factor when choosing a partner. Knowing what is going on within our bodies and why when chemistry occurs is important. However, it is also important to note that research even finds it difficult to, quote, pin down what exactly chemistry is, let alone what causes it, end quote. So for us, mere humans, to say without chemistry a partnership cannot occur is illogical. We can't possibly know that. There are so many other factors, and there may be other factors in that moment, other variables. Maybe you were incredibly nervous and that person gave you a ton of comfort, and so you felt an immediate connection of chemistry with that person. Well, psychologically, that makes sense because you were in need of some security and that person provided it. Had you come in there and completely confident and didn't need that security, the connection may not have been that strong. So there are a lot of different factors that really need to be paid attention to when we talk about chemistry. And even then, I don't have the answers. And if the book doesn't have the answers from all the psychologists that have done the research, then I'm not going to attempt to say that I know what chemistry is. So just keep in mind that it shouldn't be the deal-breaking factor. Moving on to number 3. Know your comfort level. The debate about whether it is best to choose someone who is similar to us or to choose someone who meshes well with us or someone who is polar opposite will forever continue, as each human being has a different level of comfort with similarities and differences. The key is to know your comfort level. Know what you need and what you can be flexible with, and then be clear about that. In other words, knowing thyself is vital. And that's number 3. Knowing your comfort level. 4, the truth about the differences between men and women. Let's talk about them. Culture has nurtured individuals within a society to ascribe with certain stereotypes regarding men and women. But the truth is, as biology has proven, quote, men and women are actually quite similar, end quote. The skills each of us learn as we grow up can be attributed to nurture, and thus we can change. It's not always going to be easy. Sometimes it'll be easier than others, but it's possible if we want to. If we want to adapt, we can reflect on what works for us and what does not. And if we choose, step away from the hindering behaviors and thought defaults that are not helping us. That's number 4. Now, before I get to number 5, which reveals the must-have thing that we need to have in order to be in the relationship we seek, and if we don't, it's a deal breaker, I want to introduce to you today's sponsor for our episode. If you love essential oils and just don't want to pay the high prices, I want to introduce you to a company I think you're going to be very interested in, Simply Earth. You can ditch the chemicals, you can have fun, and save on your wallet with Simply Earth's Essential Oil Box recipe. Each box comes with 6 recipes and everything you need to make them. You'll receive 4 to 5 full-size essential oil bottles, 100% pure goodness, all for $39. Now, simply use the coupon code you'll receive as being a Simple Sophisticated podcast listener. Use the code SIMPLE to get a $40 gift card emailed to you after you subscribe to this fun essential oil recipe box. Visit simplyearth.com, sign up for their monthly subscription box, and enter the code SIMPLE to save $40. Now, let's get back to the list and learn about that must-have for a happy, healthy relationship. Number 5. This is it, guys. The most important must-have. This is the deal-breaker one that Susan Quillam says, if you don't have it, it's not worth it. Here's the quote from the book where she reveals it to the reader. Emotional responsiveness. A partner's ability to pay loving attention to our emotional needs and our ability to pay attention to theirs. Note the reciprocity. As well as needing to choose a partner who values our feelings, we need to choose a partner who motivates us to value theirs. So the must-have is emotional responsiveness from both sides towards each other. No matter how compatible on paper two individuals may be, no matter how electric the chemistry, Quillam argues that a relationship without emotional responsiveness is not a relationship you want to be in. A few weeks ago, I wrote about the truth regarding compatibility and shared a list of components that are part of being emotionally responsive. The underlying detail is that we have to want to be emotionally invested. We have to want to step forward and love in a way we may have never loved before. And on the flip side, we need to see and feel our partner doing the same toward us. So number five, the most important must-have is emotional responsiveness. Moving on to number six, discuss love languages with your partner. In Gary Chapman's best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, he shares the primary five ways each of us may feel loved by someone else. Just as with any language, it is something we have to learn about our partner. How do they feel loved? What actions, when I partake in them, communicate my deep affection for them, and which do not? I broke down these five languages in episode 87 of the podcast, and I'll include a link to it on today's show notes. And I encourage you to take a look, because as important as it is to know the love language of our partner, it is just as important to know our own love language and to know how to communicate what we need to our partner. So that's number six. Number seven, understand attachment tendencies. It is human nature to have any one of the four attachment tendencies throughout the duration of our days and lives, and thus with our partner as our relationship is growing. Introduced by psychologists John Bowlby and Mary Ainsworth as they study child development, time has also revealed that we carry attachment tendencies well past childhood and into adulthood, basically for all of our lives. And it makes sense because we are looking for connection. We're looking for security. We're looking for love all of our lives for the most part. Now you may be wondering, what are the four tendencies, Shannon? Well, here they are. The first one being the one we should ascribe to, and the other three are the ones we may default to from time to time when things get stressful. But if they are the predominant way we respond to life and live life, it's something we need to work on. So the first one, secure. Next one, anxious, then avoidant, then attacking. Now, there are no particular order. Those are just the four. But the first one, as I said, is the one we want to ascribe to. Now, examine yourself and see where you fall primarily. And then examine when or if you fall into the other categories. Ask yourself, what occurs to make me feel anxious, avoidant, or the need to attack? The ideal, as you already know, is to feel secure and to find someone else who is also secure, which leads me to number eight. Number eight is the ideal, tranquility and simplicity. Quillam pointed out that we rarely see a secure attachment in the dramas or comedies we view on television or read in books or see on stage. Why? Well, as critics would say, it would be boring. No drama. There's no conflict. There's no climax. There's no denouement. There is no plot necessarily. To me, I have to admit that sounds perfect. And it truly is what we should aspire to in order to be a good partner and what to seek in a good partner. The outcome of two individuals who are primarily secure individuals with regards to attachment. Admittedly, life has its unexpected moments when we stagger and fall back into one of the other three. But the main way we should be feeling and living throughout our lives is a feeling of calm. And this is where some of us mistake our potential partner who makes us feel calm as boring and therefore not right. Where are the sparks? Why aren't I excited all the time? This would be a mistake, as Quillam points out. Calm is secure and content. A turbulent up and down relationship is not healthy or foundation building that will last. Seek out the calm and be the calm, and you will have a beautiful partnership. So number eight is the ideal is tranquility and simplicity. The last point I want to share with you, number nine, the importance of self-love along with loving our partner. So if we go back and reflect on the previous eight, number six, number three, and number one, you'll find that there is a common component in all of them. And it is the component of knowing ourselves. And along with this self-knowledge is the knowledge of how to love ourselves, how to be kind and gentle with ourselves, how to eradicate that negative voice, to refuse to let others bring us down, and respect the boundaries we need in our lives. As Quillam shares the insight from relationship psychologist David Sinarch, quote, "We need to feel at home in ourselves in order to have a good place to invite a spouse to visit." In other words, finding the right partner begins with understanding and then loving ourselves, because when we embody love for the life we live, we are then truly able to give it sincerely to others. So number 9 is the importance of self-love along with loving our partner. We may not know when we will meet the right partner or potential right partner. The good news is there are plenty opportunities to do so, should we choose to live in accordance with our unique compass and temperament. Quillam does go into great depth about how to meet potential partners that are best suited for us. And if this interests you, I would encourage you to pick up her book. Like I said, it's a small book. It's simple. You'll read it very quickly, but it is dense and specific and clear. I'll provide a link to it on today's show notes. Largely, why I enjoyed the book so much was that the truth is, if we have the wrong map, we'll never find what we're looking for. And her book is a simple, direct roadmap that is full of common sense if you are looking for a partner that you want to enjoy your everydays with and build a life together in which both individuals are respected, loved, and supported. Now, you can find this list on today's show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast179. And I'll be right back with this week's petit plaisir. Welcome back. This week's petit plaisir is a television show that airs on PBS, so the public station here in the States. But if you do not have public television, if you don't live in the States, you can access it via Amazon. It is A Movable Feast with Fine Cooking, and they are entering their 5th season. I've just watched the first 2 episodes of season 5, and they were a dream because they took me to Paris, they took me to Northern Italy, and got to see the markets. I got to learn a little bit about recipes, get to know these fantastic individuals who either live or know these areas very well, and then you get to sit down and have dinner with them, a multi-course dinner. Now, how I learned of this was from Patricia Wells, who I follow. She's the cookbook author that gives cooking classes in Paris and Provence. And she is in episode 1, I believe it was the first episode. It was the first one I watched anyway, of season 5, where the host, Pete Evans, who is Australia's top celebrity chef, goes to Paris, meets her assistant. They go through the farmers markets. They sit down and have a conversation with Patricia and her dear friend of 20 years, Guy Savoy, a Michelin-starred chef there in Paris. And then you get to cook in the kitchen with Patricia and Guy and see the artist doing their craft. Then you get to sit down and enjoy the meal with them. So it's a combination of a lot of different fun aspects if you're a foodie, if you're a traveler. Now, season 5 does go around the globe, and as you'll hear in the trailer here in a second, a few of the places, it's a dream of a trip to go on, from the Pacific Northwest here in Washington and down in California, as well as around, as I mentioned, to Italy and to Paris, France, as well as the countryside of France and so many other places. But in the first 4 seasons, they do a lot of different places throughout the United States that you want to check out, and you can buy it per episode, per season, whatever you are interested in. But I want to show you what this season's all about. Here is the trailer for season 5.
Movable Feast is turning 5 years old.
Santé.
Santé.
5 years of the finest chefs, 5 years of amazing and seasonal recipes,
and most importantly, 5 years of
fabulous pop-up parties in beautiful places. And Movable Feast is travelling farther than ever and adding a few fresh faces to the mix.
This recipe calls for a bottle of wine minus a glass, which is very convenient because I have an empty glass in front of me. I'm Curtis Stone, celebrating from Seattle to Santa Fe.
The invitation to come and share a meal, that's how you make friendship.
And to share it with you guys is really special.
When I was a kid, I always thought that I was lucky if I was the one that was allowed to eat the eye. But I found out later that I was the only one that wanted to eat the eye.
I'm Michelle Bernstein, partying it up in Puerto Rico.
Watch out for falling, mommy.
What I love about these little streets is you walk down here and there's everything that you need. There's seafood down there.
Absolutely.
There's beautiful meat. There's wonderful cheese.
Exactly.
I'm Pete Evans, eating in Italy and feasting in France. Have a look at this place.
From the salt flats of southern France
to oysters in Morro Bay, California. From the Pacific Northwest.
When we fish in the Northwest, we fish with bones. No whining, just pick them out. It's okay.
To the West Coast of Italy.
This show's about finding where ingredients really come from. How do we grow it? How do we forage it? How do we pick it? How do we ranch it? And then taking a close look at it and saying, what can I do with it to make it delicious?
Shellfish in Seattle to a chateau in Dijon, France.
We're throwing a party.
And you're invited.
Don't you just want to dive in? I just want to hop on a plane, but I don't have to. I can just sit down and watch this show, and then I can step into my kitchen or not and just be inspired. The photography, the videography is lovely and just sublime, and you learn something as well as just to be taken into these homes, into these castles in some places, into these environments, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So I'll provide a link to the Movable Feast, as well as a link to check your local listings to see when yours comes on. Mine comes on here in Bend on Thursdays at noon, I think. So I do have to tape it, obviously, so I can enjoy it in the evening or on the weekend. So that is A Movable Feast with Fine Cooking on PBS, or find it on Amazon. The links are on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast179. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that has a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Now I have two more items to get to, as I promised at the beginning of today's episode. First, I want to give a huge thank you to two listeners who wrote very thoughtful reviews on iTunes. The first one is from Subliminal_SJ, and she wrote, actually, I shouldn't say she. I don't know if it's a she. I remember the day I found Shannon's podcast. The feeling of needing something deeper and more fulfilling in my life had been echoing in my head for months. It's been so refreshing to have such elegance and knowledge at my fingertips. I spend my mornings on the porch with my hot tea in one hand and my notebook in the other. The Simple Sophisticate podcast plays as the fog ever so gently lifts off of the West Virginia mountains. The sun begins to rise as each word lifts me to a fresh new day. You won't want to be anywhere else once you turn it on. If you are not a writer already, you need to be Subliminal_SJ. Thank you for the kind words, truly. And the next one I want to share is from Canned612. This podcast has changed the way I approach my everyday. Shannon Ables' podcast will take you on a beautiful and thoughtful journey to discovering your best self. I have been listening to her podcast for the last several months. In this time, I have simplified my wardrobe, my home, and even my relationships. I'm spending more time on the things and the people that matter now. Thank you so much, Shannon. I look forward to each new episode. This podcast has a warm and special place in my heart. Listen to it, and I think you'll find yourself intoxicated by the beauty of simplicity. I can't tell you how touched I am. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was, again, I don't know how else to say it, but it just means a lot with your time, listeners, to share your words. If you like this podcast as well and would like to share a review, please do on iTunes or Stitcher. And you can even just leave a starred review if that works best for your schedule. I just want to thank you for your time and thank you for your consideration. Now to the news that I have been so excited to share with you. Okay, are you ready? And maybe it's just me, but so the podcast started back in 2014. And I have been ever so gradually welcoming people onto the podcast. And I want them to enjoy themselves. I want them to come on and be able to relax and really just introduce themselves to you, the listeners of The Simple Sophisticate. Well, I can officially say that on Monday, November 6th, you will want to make sure you tune in, because David Leibovitz is going to be joining me on The Simple Sophisticate. You may know him for his food blogging. You may know him from just his blog in Paris, which he talks about food a lot. For whatever reason that you know David Leibovitz, I know him as the first food blogger I ever followed. And then I learned about his expertise in pastry making. And then as a world-renowned chef, he has written My Paris Kitchen, the cookbook that so many people refer to, and so many more. Well, he has a new book coming out on the 7th of November called Les Potes, The Delights and Disasters of Making Paris My Home. And he is going to come on this podcast and talk about it. So I will continue to pinch myself until it actually airs, but mark your calendars, because I'm excited to bring this opportunity to you, the listeners of The Simple Sophisticate. And if you have a question for David, feel free to email me at info@thesimplyluxuriouslife.com. And maybe your question will be included, asked, and answered on that episode. Anyway, so I hope you have a beautiful week, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, now available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon, as well as in paperback, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, and to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to start your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday morning to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Shannon Ables. À la prochaine.